Baidu has joined the ranks of China's big tech names, laying out blueprints for new infrastructure projects, a key pillar of the government's policy to accelerate the tech-driven structural upgrade of China's economy as part of its recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. Last Friday, the search giant announced massive plans to increase its investment in artificial intelligence, cloud computing, data centers, and chips over the next decade. A major goal of Baidu's plan, which did not specify investment amounts, is to have more than 5 million intelligent cloud servers by 2030, by which time China aims to become a global leader in AI, according to a company statement. Live streaming is very, very popular in China this year. It's happening on every platform: e-commerce, content platforms, social platforms, short video platforms. It's everywhere. China has seen fast growth in the live streaming industry over the past years. In 2019, annual registration of Chinese live streaming companies reached 5,684, an over 17-fold increase compared with a decade ago, according to data by QCC.com. The live streaming industry achieved rapid development during the COVID-19. Since March, the monthly registration of live streaming enterprises reached a record high. The Chinese startup behind TikTok and other popular social networking apps reportedly generated $5.6 billion in revenue in the first 3 months of 2020. Baidu's first quarter figures represents a 130% growth in revenue year-over-year, according to Reuters. The China-based company was most recently valued at $100 billion, according to Bloomberg. And Baidu has just formed the e-commerce division last week that will mainly focus on meeting the shopping needs of the video sharing platform users, according to a company insider via Yicai Global. It's a creation on the same day as China's Mid-Year 618 Shopping Festival has led to speculation the Beijing-based company is intent on starting to develop its own e-commerce business. To date, Baidu's revenues have mainly come from advertising, with e-commerce just an auxiliary business. Speaking of 618, China's two biggest e-commerce giants, Alibaba and JD, handled $136 billion of sales to their platforms during one of the country's biggest shopping events. Known as 618 because of it falls on June 18th, I covered a more detailed story on this mid-year shopping festival in one of the previous episodes, so if you're interested, you can just browse through and listen to that story. JD.com said transaction volume totaled 269.2 billion yuan, or almost $38 billion. This figure is the total value of all orders for products and services placed on the company's online platform, regardless of whether the goods are sold, delivered, or returned. That was more than 201.5 billion yuan in transaction volume last year. Alibaba's film production subsidiary, Alibaba Pictures Group, announced on Thursday a voluntary delisting from the main board of Singapore Exchange Securities Trading Limited, or SGX, according to a filing made with the HKSE. The firm announced it will maintain its shares on HKSE and as it is more geographically aligned with the company's business operations. Zhejiang China Commodity City Group, which runs the world's largest small goods wholesale market in Yiwu, hit limit up on the news, Yiwu will become the second Chinese city to take part in Alibaba Group Holdings' Electronic World Trade Platform initiative. China commodity stock price surged by the exchange imposed limit of 10% on 22nd June to close at 5 yuan and 55 cents. China telecom giant Huawei is expected to receive planning permission this week to build a £400 million research and development center in the UK, British media The Times reported on 21st June. The facility, according to the newspaper, will be built for R&D chips for use in broadband. It is located 11.2 kilometers from Cambridge, in the heart of Silicon Valley, home to a large cluster of high-tech businesses focusing on software, electronics, and biotechnology. Henk Koopmans, the chief executive of Huawei R&D UK, is reported to bring the site in 2018. The South Cambridgeshire District Council will decide on the first phase on Thursday and has been advised to approve Huawei's plan in full. Early in January, the British authority decided to continue to apply Huawei to its 5G infrastructure, but with restrictions banning the telecom from supplying sensitive parts of the network. In addition, Huawei is only allowed to account for 35% of non-core facilities in the network's periphery. China's TZTech technology will spend about 18.19 million euro or $20.4 million to buy German semiconductor wafer testing equipment supplier MuTech Automated Microscopy and Mastechnic has pledged to repay 2 million euro of the target's debt. The takeover will ease the Chinese smart industrial equipment supplier's rapid entry into the semiconductor equipment business.